Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Doyle Jeter, founder of the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Fest. Doyle, it is time once again this year.
It's time. It's here. It's getting close.
And we should point out right from the get-go, a new venue for the fest.
Yeah, we're going to be at Forsyth Park this year in Monroe, and we're really, really happy about it. It's almost like a homecoming for us from the things we did there many years ago, John Lennon tributes, etc. And it's just a beautiful location. We have the American Legion Hall booked, using it for some events there, and the park's just in full bloom. You know, it looks beautiful this time of year. So yeah, we're excited about the location change. It's a free festival, no admittance.
That's a key point.
Yeah, there's lots of just great points about having it there at the park, and it's going to be like a big old family picnic, basically.
When you mention the Celtic Fest, of course, you got to talk about the music. Lots of great sounds that are going to be going on all day Saturday. What performances are going to be highlighting this year's event?
Well, our headliners this year are the Mickey Finns from Brooklyn, New York. We say from NYC because they play in New York a lot. They're friends of mine. I get to see them when I'm up there. We become close. And they've been in Missouri at another festival recently, and they decide to come to Louisiana. They're excited as they can be. It's their first trip to Louisiana.
First trip, so.
Yeah, and they're a big band in New York City. When they're not on tour, they play a place in New York that we frequent, Patty Riley's, but they're really pretty big. You hear them in a lot of movies. One of the members used to be with the Prodigals, one of the premier Irish rock bands in America. And so they come with a good pedigree, as you say. So the Mickey Finns, our old friend Martin de Cogan from Cork, Ireland, and his band, The Project, Cogan Project, legacy Irish band. Some of the folks that are with us every year that we couldn't do it without. Keljan are back from Lafayette. They do Cajun Celtic music. You know, Jimmy Flanagan, the Jackson Irish Dancers, of course, and the Red River Pipes and Drums, the Highland Pipes, and a whole lot of other folks that we just couldn't do without. We're glad to have them.
It's going to be going on this Saturday, 10 to 9, rain or shine, correct?
Rain or shine. If it does rain, and it looks like the weather's going to be beautiful for us, thank God. If it does drizzle a bit, there's a whole lot of covering areas out there, but we'll move most of the production inside the Legion Hall, and to be honest with you, we'll move part of it over to Enoch's Pub as well. You know, we're starting a bit early, but the music starts, for all intents and purposes, at about 11 a.m.
You mentioned the Celtic Fest, all the music that's going on, but also the surroundings and all the different displays that you have that occur. Tell us a little bit
about that. We're really blessed, as they say, with that, in that a whole lot of the nonprofit groups in the area. I always make a point of inviting everybody we can to come out for a free spot to, you know, push their propaganda as we do. But, you know, great folks like KEDM, Friends of KEDM, Friends of Black Bayou, the Garden District Alliance, Chenault Aviation, Children's Museum. I could go on and on and on. These are nonprofit groups that come out. And, of course, the biggest one of all is the Humane Society Adoption Center. That's what this is for this year. It's a fundraiser for them. They'll be handling the beverages sales and food vendor booths. All the profits are going to them. And I'm assuming you probably want to know about the food. It's going to be great stuff. And again, nonprofit groups, Rotary Monroe will be there. The big one that we're extremely proud of this year is two of them. St. Matthew's Catholic Church is running the Coke stand. Uh-huh. But in particular, the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office, they're doing hot dogs. And it's a fundraiser for Corporal Searcy's statue memorial. Right. So, yeah, I mean, we have got so many good things going on. The community has just jumped up since changing a venue. Everybody wanted to see the festival keep going. We had to make it into a one-day event, which we like, actually, as far as the day of the festival. But we had sponsors coming out of the woodworks that said, what can we do to make this work? All the radio stations, TV stations, you guys. You know, I could go on and on with that. Our angel of the fest, Andrew Higginbotham, pulled together some sponsors that literally saved the festival. He's going to be premiered and made fun of a lot at the fest. But yeah, it's been a real joy. And it's so nice to know that people want to keep this going. It's a wonderful event, if I say so myself.
Mentioned the Celtic Fest and the Celtic organization that puts this together. Tell us a little bit about
Well, you know, actually, it's a fairly new organization. Mm-hmm. It's a group of volunteers, which we hope to grow and grow. It's loosely knit in a way, in that more and more volunteers are finding out about it. But it's called the Sons of Erin, just started by my buddy Larry McAdams and a couple other guys in the group. We kiddingly call it the Sons and Daughters of Erin, so we don't get anybody mad at us. But that group is our volunteer center. One of the members, Drew Fluke, who another angel in our midst, puts together the volunteer force. So we're under their banner, if you will, the Sons of Erin, and they're the folks that'll be out there with Celtic Fest t-shirts, helping everybody, hosting, getting people around, answering questions. Yeah. So we're lucky to have them, and I'm a member, a proud member as well.
What draws folks into the group? Is it just, you know, the whole history and the background of the name?
Well, and that's a great question, because the gist of this festival from day one when I started it was a big reason behind it was to try to let people know more and more about what this area is about. Northeast Louisiana, and people have heard me say it a million times, 76% of the people in this area, at least, are of Irish, Scots-Irish, Welsh descent.
Pretty
three of the
show.
Well, and if you look, the example that I give all the time to people is if you go the plantations from Vicksburg over this way, there's probably 30 of them that all have Irish names. And strangely enough, a lot of the Indian mounds are named after the plantations. So you have Indian mounds like the Fitzhugh and the Balmoral, you know, right off the boat. Mm-hmm. The Fitzwilliams family in Madison Parish, directly from County Mayo, County Wexford area. You know, not to omit the Scots, a lot of them were here as well. But the point is, our area historically was called Anglo-Celtic. Back in the 1850s on our map, it said Celtic Louisiana. You know, it's a matter of fact. There's no argument there.
Right.
But strangely enough, and I even find this out with my family out of Gina, Louisiana, nobody knows where they really came from in Ireland or Scotland. Hmm. There's a lot that has been lost. And there's a lot of reason for that. We'll talk another time.
Any general guidelines with the festival coming up this Saturday that folks need to be aware
it's
of?
It's free, so come down. You know, bring a hat, bring a blanket and a chair, and make it into a really nice, beautiful day in the park. Come to have a good time.
Starts at 10 a.m. until 9 p.m., the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Fest this Saturday at Forsyth Park. And as Doyle says, it's free. You can't beat that. Doyle Jeter, founder of the Celtic Fest, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for KEDM.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.